Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Try once more like I did before.
Sing a new song,
chickity-tita.
Hi, I'm Liana Holston.
And I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast where two idiots watched every film. Are you going to do that the whole time?
Yes.
On the American Film Institute's, it's not even a rhythm that I can like speak along to, 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time, the very slightly less racist 10th Anniversary Edition, and are now finally two women experiencing joy.
I'm really happy.
Finish the intro.
This podcast is a safe island for people who don't know anything about movies. Today, we're watching Mamma Mia!
Yay!
Mamma Mia!
I see you kept my bagpipes.
Here I go again.
A film chosen by both of us.
Oh, yeah.
Very early
Eternally.
On.
Yep. Probably at birth.
At birth. It was one of the first movies we even discussed as one that we would put on our personal list.
Yep.
And here we are.
Yep.
Warning,
that
there will be spoilers about this perfect old film. Medium, not old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Sienna, let's listen right now to our predictions.
Let's hit it, shall we? Let's hit it. Let's hit it and quit. Liana, I'm over the moon, and I didn't realize that until we got on mic.
yeah. We've been talking for like an hour.
Yeah.
And this energy is new and I love it.
Who should we do first?
Let's do mine.
Okay, great.
Hi, Sienna.
Hey.
It's Liana. I'm about to watch Mamma Mia. This is the greatest movie ever made.
Yep.
I predict I'm going to have a great fucking time. Love you. Bye.
That's a perfect prediction. Let's do mine.
Thank you.
Hi, Liana. Oh. It's Sienna. Yes,
I've recently. Do you have your retainer in?
Yeah.
I'm excited because I'm about to watch Mamma Mia, the best movie in the world.
Sorry, it sounds really damp.
I saw it somewhat recently because I forced my friend to watch it. And I'm super duper looking forward to watching it again because guess what? I love ABBA. I love their music. And I love Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
And all the other actors in this.
Okay.
Anyway, it's about to be a delight and a half full of women.
Yeah.
All right. I love you. Goodbye.
You could just hear it that you were horizontal during that.
I know. I thought about trying to not do that. And then I said, you know what? Mamma Mia forgives.
It's women's rights.
It's women's rights. Yeah, that's. I think that's what I felt. Today is about women's rights, and I'm going to lie right here. Well, we were right. Spoiler alert, it is the perfect film, and it continues to be, and it only gets better every time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy for us. What should we do? Should we hit it with a little Hey Girl? Should we do the synopsis?
Yeah, let's hit it with some Hey Girl, because I think once we hear the synopsis, we'll be too excited.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
Two ladies getting excited, as a man has said to us before.
Well, hey girl, before we get into this, I'm happy to have seen this because yesterday I worked on an extremely male set.
Ew.
It was whatever.
What kind of project? What were they filming?
So it was a beverage shoot. It was a commercial.
A beverage shoot?
About
shooting a beverage.
About it was a commercial about beverages. And
ladies and gentlemen, introducing beverages.
I've worked on like a shoot like that before. I've worked on shoots like that before, and a major thing about it is just to continue making the drinks look cold. So you just spritz them with a spritzer. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the whole thing. The big drama was that basically there were two men who used the spritzer. I went up one time and was like, can I help? / can I do that for you? And they were like, no. So basically the situation was, these two men are using the spritzer. I say, can I please do that because it's my only job? They say, no, you cannot. Mm-hmm. I go, okay. Mm-hmm. They do not let me get my hands on the spritzer the whole time. They are hogging this small job, okay? About 2 hours in, they turn to me. They go, Sienna, have you seen the spritzer? I go, no.
Oh, my God.
Suddenly, everybody's like, Sienna, where's the spritzer? Because again, it should be my job, but they never let me do my job. And then they lost the spritzer. And again, it's a beverage shoot. It's the only thing you have to do in every shot. So it was huge news. It was a huge deal. And everybody was mad at me. I was like, I wasn't even allowed to get my grubby paws on that spritzer for 1 second.
Oh my God. That makes me so angry and stressed. Yeah.
So it was nice to see a movie so not male today. It was a very male
Everybody
experience.
Everybody knew where the spritzers on this movie set were because they'd allocated them to the correct people.
Yeah.
Because who directed it? Oh, a woman.
That makes so much sense. Everything's coming.
Guess what? Everything's it was also written by a woman.
Okay. Of course.
Yep.
I'm so happy. Liana, hey girl, how you doing?
It's cold here, man. Real cold.
Wow.
But there really is a cost of living crisis, so the heat remains off.
No. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
It's basically, we as a society are regressing. We are going back to the past because I am just bundling up like I'm on the damn Oregon Trail. I'm going to get dysentery soon. I feel it.
Just cause.
I've had the sniffles for a month now. Because you just can't be warm. Yeah. If you turn on the heat, somebody from the UK government comes to your face and slaps you. And then says, great, that'll be £30.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Hi, Rishi Sunak sent me. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, a quick slap. That's life right now.
Wow.
Very different from the vibes in this movie, where everybody seemed to be a great temperature at all times.
So true. And Liana, shall we go ahead and move right on to our phone notes for the film Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia. Here I go again.
Mamma Mia. Now I really know. Hello?
You are at a new volume. You've reached a volume we've never been at before. Because this is what it's like. Sorry, boys, when women enjoy a film.
Giddy up, giddy up. I am giddy. Let me look at your notes.
No, we need a synopsis, please, of the movie.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting ahead of myself. All right.
Sienna, could you please, give us a synopsis, which is, I feel like, basically sort of just a song list of the movie Mamma Mia.
Ah, yes. Well, I didn't mention any songs.
Oh, my God. Mamma Mia.
The ultimate perfect jukebox musical.
Yeah.
Full of ABBA songs and girl power.
Woo!
Amanda Seyfried on the brink of bridedom wants to know which of her mom's old flings is her biological father. She invites all three of them to her wedding, and her mom, Meryl Streep, has to deal with that. Many songs, laughs, mother-daughter time, sweet supportive friendships, and cute romance. It takes place in Greece.
Wait. Are you aware that what you said was not a sentence?
Oh, those were two different sentences.
I know, but the first, the half.
Oh, yeah, it was more of a clause, perhaps. Yeah.
Okay. All right, as long as you're aware.
Much like this movie is about, you know, freedom.
Oh.
I went with all vibes here. Okay.
Yeah.
In the end, Sophie, a.k.a. Amanda Seyfried, doesn't get married, but woo, Donna, a.k.a. Meryl Streep, does.
Slay.
We never figure out who the actual dad is, but who cares? Everyone loves each other. The end.
Yay!
So many good songs, so many good friendships.
Oh, I love this movie.
It's so entertaining.
It just is women's rights.
And I
if somebody came along and was like, what is women's rights today? What should it look like? I would play for them Mamma Mia.
I 100% agree. You'll also see when you look at my notes that I did not take many notes, but almost all of them are highlighted. I took like 10 notes. Perfect. And I stand by all of them.
Great.
Well, time for our phone notes, which I think I already accidentally introduced. Our phone notes where we talk about the notes we took while watching the film Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Sienna, you've written literally perfect open to a movie. They don't keep you waiting at all. Perfect start to a movie. I agree. And it's so beautiful. And do you know what I love so much about this movie? I think you can guess. One of the things that I love so much about it. I love it whenever it comes up in a film.
A score?
Okay.
No.
It's a it's a design element.
A map?
Oh boy.
A date?
This is actually interesting. So neither of those are in the beginning of this movie. So okay. Think about the movie that we just watched.
Here's the thing, Liana.
Think about what we're talking about.
I don't remember those being there, but I miss them all the time. So it's really...
Okay. If yeah, you don't really see them.
And there's no way I would have seen that. Oh, a dog?
Right.
Is there a dog? Okay, let's see. A boat?
Similar to...
Similar to what? Male?
No. Keep guessing. No. When in the past have you heard me be like, and there was mail. They sent mail. I famously hate the mail. I am traumatized by the mail. For multiple reasons that happened this year alone. Oh my God.
Oh, the mail. Okay, sorry. Can you repeat the question?
It sparkles. There's a lot of sparkles in this movie, and it starts with sparkles of the moon reflecting on the water.
All right. I never, ever would have gotten that. That's more of a
glimmer. That's crazy. Oh, my God.
But it is. It's quite sparkly to begin with. It's the scenery is so beautiful. So much water. So gorgeous.
Greece really pulled it out of the bag.
Greece really does it.
Yeah.
Liana, you said... Everything will fall into place. Girl, no, it won't. You are 20.
Okay, so watching this now, the first time I saw it was in theaters in the year 2008 when it came out. Loved it immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I guess that's like what being 20 is. Watching it now as somebody who has passed the age of 20, there's a lot of nonsense going on in her thought processes in the movie. I love her. I love her whole vibe and her life seems wonderful. She's also an idiot.
20 is such a useless age, it almost shouldn't exist. Like, to say
everybody
you're 20, it's
just like be...
What does that mean?
Have to do like a 6-year apprenticeship.
Exactly.
From the ages of 18 to 24.
Absolutely. That doesn't even mean anything.
And that's different from university. It's not college.
No.
It's something else.
That number means nothing. You are nothing quite yet.
You are nothing.
It's just like...
Yeah.
I feel like you kind of, exit for a while. You're a teenager and you're developing and then it's like, go ahead and exit. Then you come on back and you're a full person around 26. That's when people start to kind of chill out. But 20,
once you making lose a healthcare decision in America,
at 20 years old,
you're gonna regret it. It's half a decision at best.
My dad once
said, wrong.
Any choice you make before the age of 25 is wrong.
Yeah, It just will be.
Yeah, as it should be. As it should
and
be.
And that's right.
As you have to right. learn.
But that does mean you shouldn't do anything like legally binding, correct. Such as a marriage.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And she did the right thing in the end by not doing
that's
that.
That's right. She learned. Sienna, I agree. You've said Donna and her friends greeting each other is one of the greatest moments in cinema.
I could watch it
It's so
forever.
Important.
These actresses
are so
great. To
see women
great.
Over the age of 40 just having a great time on screen, enjoying each other's company,
uh-huh.
and living, laughing, and loving.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
And they get to be loud. Women are allowed to yell in this movie. In most movies, men are yelling 100% of the time and then slapping a woman.
Uh-huh.
In this one, women are yelling and no one gets slapped.
So, yeah, oh my gosh, positive yelling and frustrated mm-hmm. yelling and, oh.
But it's coming from like a place of joy and of love. And that's so rare. You are the ad break queen. Young and sweet, only 29. You can add, you can break, taking an ad break. Ooh, hear that ad, listen to that ad, digging the ad break now. We'll be right back.
Thought that'd be a lot more intuitive.
That was really good. They're going to love that.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sienna, you wrote, Chiquitita is so good. What the fuck? Friends help friends look less horrible when they're sad. Yeah.
You know, I know my true friends would be like, okay, we're going to get it together.
Yeah.
I'm sad for you for crying, and I am here to help you get it together. We're going to figure it out.
Like, they so understand the energy of, like, we're here for a wedding. Like, we're on vacation. We're at this gorgeous, like, paradise.
Yeah.
It's time to look hot and start drinking with us.
Yeah.
That's going to be what helps right now. They're getting you into the right mindset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sweet. The friendships are truly...
They're really, really good.
They're very authentically... What's the name of the other friend, too? The fancy one?
Tanya.
I love Tanya.
Oh, my God.
Tanya!
Christine Baranski in this role...
She's so good.
...should have won an Oscar.
She is so good.
You know what I also love?
What?
I love that you can tell that the other people in the scenes with these actors very clearly have great reverence for them.
Oh!
Like, everybody in Does Your Mother Know?
Yeah.
Was, like, absolutely stoked to be getting to do a musical number with Christine
that
Baranski.
Is so true.
Like,
that
you
is so
just,
true.
You just can see how much they respect these women.
The energy is so good.
Yeah!
That's so true. I think that's part of the key of, like, the secret ingredient of this movie is the energy is amazing.
Yeah. It really feels like everybody had a good time and a good experience making it.
Oh, so much talent. Liana, you have said something very important that I also noticed that I also noted and actually have never noticed until this watch, which is Catholic guilt.
Catholic guilt.
Yes. They said that phrase. They
literally say Catholic guilt.
Because
on merchandise item available for purchase in the Toss Popcorn store.
Yeah. Donna's whole issue or Donna's whole issue.
Yeah.
Donna's feeling after finding that they were here, she feels a lot of shame because she's like, I guess I didn't tell any of you guys that there were two other guys possibly because I'm a big old slut and I feel horrible
about it. Stupid, reckless.
And her friends
slut.
Are like, what? This is how Dancing Queen starts is because her friends are like, mm-hmm. Are you kidding? That's not slutty. That's awesome. And it's kind of the only thing that makes it slutty is that being slutty is awesome and we love you.
Right.
And have fun.
Yeah. And slay.
And that's Catholic guilt, and that's just you feeling ashamed for some reason. Like, girl, go off. I'm glad that you did it with three guys in the past, and like, or three guys in 1 week, and as you should. And now you have a daughter, and she slays. And let's go dance with every woman in the town.
Every woman in the town.
I just had to let it out.
Yes?
Go on. Oh my gosh. Liana, you said, normalize quitting your job to go sing ABBA on the pier with all the women of the town.
Oh my God.
Ah, and
that's
also
the whole
go
keep
on.
Going. Absolutely.
Well, you also said you didn't highlight any of these, but some of your notes while watching this is women experiencing joy is so important. Women being silly is so important. And women's rights.
Yeah. Women's rights.
I really,
you said,
oh yeah, go ahead.
This is exactly what women's rights look like.
And I really mean it. Like,
yeah.
Because a lot of these women, they were like, okay, either, I'm quitting my job right now. Or a lot of them were like, I'm helping this man, but I kind of want to go party with the ladies. And they do. And they go and they be cute and silly on a pier.
Yeah.
They do a little dance together and they jump in the water and they just giggle.
They're having such fun.
They just giggle.
They just seem so like uninhibited and not self-conscious. And you can tell it's because they're not doing this for any men.
Uh-huh.
They're really doing it for themselves.
Uh-huh.
And that's so beautiful.
It is so beautiful. Okay, yeah, let's talk about the Buy Panic song, shall we? Liana, you said this is the couple on the beach in their bathing suits crawling
Don't
towards one another
go
in the sand.
Wasting your emotion.
I also have to say, do you really like ABBA as like just generally? They're one of my favorite. I love ABBA music. I listen to ABBA radio all the time on Spotify.
I only know ABBA through Mamma Mia.
Cool.
My mom saw Mamma Mia on a girl's trip to London, apparently. When I was a kid, she and like a few of her girlfriends went to London for her friend's 40th birthday. For her 40th birthday, too.
So appropriate.
And they saw Mamma Mia, and mom bought the album, the CD, and brought it home. And that is how our entire family was introduced to ABBA.
I love that.
And the music of Mamma Mia.
That's where I first discovered them, I think, when I was a tween. I saw it when I was in middle school, and then like my friends and I would watch it a bunch.
Yeah. Do you think that is Amanda and Meryl's real hair in the movie? I was wondering this.
I have no idea.
Because it's
but
so beautiful. So and beautiful. Long.
I mean, I think maybe.
Like, that would have taken months.
I think they're just extremely beautiful with amazing jeans. Maybe. I don't know. You mean how long it was? I don't know.
It's so long and so wavy.
Sophie's like, hair in this so is healthy. Gorgeous. Her wedding hair.
I can't ever stop thinking about her wedding hair when I see it.
Her bachelorette party hair, all
her hair.
Her hair is amazing. It's really, yeah, her hair is amazing.
Yeah, that song is a lot.
Anyway, that's my responses to that. And I also love that song. Mm-hmm. It was like shooting a sitting duck.
Sitting duck.
A little small. Her voice is so beautiful too. Baby.
It's so good. It matches ABBA so nicely.
Liana, you've said, I have the dogs, Lucy and Kipper. I am Harry. Harry is me.
Mm. He says that's the extent of my relationships. And I was like, ah, it's like looking into a what's the thing that tells you
a
the
mirror?
Future? No.
A crystal ball.
I want to say a magic eight ball. Oh, yeah. It really was like, if I asked a psychic to tell me my future, she'd be like, well, you'd have the dogs, Lucy and Kipper, and that'll be the extent of your relationships. And I'd be like, yeah.
Colin Firth is so delightful in this film.
Of the three, which one would you want to be your dad?
Colin Firth.
Of course. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
He's the best. And he's so...
He's such a sweetie.
I notice little things about his performances every time I watch.
Yeah.
He's so subtle. Like this time when Bill is like, no, I'm not taking you all back on my boat. It's an adventure, Harry. It's good for
it's
you.
It's good for you.
And he goes, oh, I see. That's such a funny response to somebody like telling you no. Oh, I see. Okay. Oh. I see.
I love this movie so much because it's so hard for a movie to get laugh out loud moments from an audience. Mm-hmm. And this one does. And I remember it did in the cinema. Like, it was fun to see it at the movie theater because everybody was just enjoying it and laughing out loud. And one of those moments was Harry's running joke throughout of, I'm spontaneous. And everybody's like,
no, you're not.
Oh, Colin Firth.
Colin.
I love him in this movie.
Liana, you've said huge for tall ladies with flexible hamstrings. You got to be talking about Tanya.
Does your mother know that you're out? When he leans into her leg and it lifts so high and then he leaves and she kicks it even higher. And I was like, yes. Yes.
Incredible. I mean, like,
because that's even at my most insecure, I know that my hamstrings will always be flexible.
That's... Can you do a little thing for me right now? Can I see?
Not in these jeans. Well, I can try. I don't know. What do you want? Just this?
Wow. Insane. Wait, do it again. I need to take a picture.
Oh, no.
I could never do that in my life.
Liana, you said, oh. You said, okay, this song is going to make me cry.
It really does every time.
Slipping through my fingers.
I didn't know if you'd have a strong response to that. I said it earlier just kind of flippantly because I thought maybe you'd be like, ugh. I don't know why.
I know. Weirdly, it always gets me. I think it's such a sweet song. Maybe it's because they're both adults. Like, if it was a mother singing about a child, I'd be like, shut up. But because they're both adults.
They're so good at playing this affection.
They're so good in this movie.
And this is, again, you can tell women worked on it because there is nothing more mother-daughter and more of like a just being a young girl having grown up experience. Than going, Mom, can you help me?
Yes.
When things are really, really stressful. Even now, to this day, I'll be like, Mom, help me choose my tights.
My favorite mother-daughter thing, it's such a tiny thing. And I think their relationship is so wonderful and sweet throughout. But my favorite little moment is when Meryl comes up. She's finally finished running up the damn mountain to the wedding after singing The Winner Takes It All. And Sophie's sitting outside of the little chapel waiting for her. Meryl finally gets there and Sophie stands up and looks at her and goes, Mom, like, where have you been? And I'm like, that is the 100% the tone that we use with our mothers when we're like annoyed with them.
There truly is
only gently. It's like, Mom,
yeah,
don't.
Despite this being a musical and thus like very like theatrical and everything, it's a very, very authentic movie.
Yeah.
In those just like those little micro moments of the relationships.
Yeah.
They're so believable. And it's so, so sweet. Just like
it's her painting really, her nails really
and them laughing.
Oh my God. Giving her a Band-Aid because she cut her leg shaving. The annoyance, like Sophie's annoyance in that scene because she's so stressed like, and like nothing's going right.
I was
like,
yes.
I understand. So I get that so well. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, when Meryl says, it's okay, we have time. The way she says that is the most comforting thing in the world.
I know. It makes me feel so much better.
I know.
We have time.
Slipping through my fingers.
Oh, it's so brutal. It makes me think of my mom. I would love to watch that with her. Okay, sorry. This is the only note I should have read this entire time.
Oh.
Sometimes I love to be me. Because I knew how that would... I knew how that would that result would be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But seriously, this is the best note ever on this movie, which is... Moms can be sluts! Yeah! Moms can be sluts!
Slay!
Slay, mama!
Yes! It is their right.
You know what else is very real about this movie? We were talking about how it is kind of like quite hetero culture and she's trying to get married and there's something about it that's like sort of tragic in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But she even says that. She's like, Mom, am I letting you down because you're a badass who like owns a business on her own and you raised me on your own and like I'm just getting married. Mm-hmm. And her mom's like...
To a guy.
Yeah. And her mom's like, no, do what you want. Be happy. I love you. Like as long as that's what's cool with you. And then she ended up deciding she didn't want to get married. She wanted to do...
She wanted to see something else. World.
But you know, like, that's one of the things that Sophie's character is dealing with. She's like, ah, am I allowed to just get married? Can I just, like, be with the person I love? Or is that so lame? Am I letting everyone down? Am I whatever?
Yeah.
You know, and just sort of those questions about what you want for your life and the judgment you feel and everything. I don't know. That's actually quite an interesting thing to chew on.
Mm.
Moms can be sluts.
Moms can be sluts. It's okay.
I hope to be a slutty mom someday.
If you're out there and you're a mom, you have every right to be a slut.
Slut it up. Liana, you said, 2008 was maybe the best year to be alive besides the economy. Okay, that's hilarious. Specifically because this movie, like, yeah, I know everything that was going on and I do apologize, I'm sure. All my friends' parents got divorced and whatever because of all the money stuff. But
yeah, the housing bubble burst. Very bad, obviously, for many people. But Mamma Mia?
But Mamma Mia.
We had Mamma Mia in the summer and then Obama in November. I mean, come on. It was a really new time
for the world.
There was a lot of hope in the air.
Hope.
And Mamma Mia was a big part of that.
Yeah.
I mean, God, just to be in middle school or some age that I will not disclose, seeing Mamma Mia in a movie theater and feeling like maybe things are going to be okay globally.
Mm.
Wow. It was a different time.
It really actually would have been an insane time to be an adult for. But then also the housing market would have actually
been more insane.
Yeah, probably go.
Right.
Bummer.
Yeah. Was Pierce Brosnan singing very much a meme for y'all when you saw the film?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it still is.
Don't you know? Can't you feel it?
That's the one thing that I'll never understand is like, you can get a handsome and famous man for this role who can sing.
Yeah.
It did not ever have to be Pierce Brosnan playing that role. The movie does not hinge on him. So why?
Why did they need him to be in
it? I don't know.
I wonder if he really likes ABBA.
His reps were like, hey, you got to put Pierce Brosnan in this.
Seriously.
He loves ABBA. You got to get him in this.
I mean, he's I guess.
I know they needed names and he like is famous, but it's like.
I love when people can't sing. I love that. It adds a little spice.
It really makes me mad.
It makes
me so upset.
Oh, I love it.
It's charming when it's somebody who's like, not meant to be like a great singer, but when it's something like this and you know that there are so many talented people out there who got passed over for the role, it really pisses me off.
The winner takes it all. The loser has to fall. Liana, you said this movie has given me unrealistic expectations for weddings. That's so true. It's beautiful there. Also, she's such a beautiful bride. I'm sorry.
She's so beautiful.
It's a confusing thing.
Everybody in the wedding party is
to
so hot, too. Yeah. Like, everybody's hot and 20. Yeah. Every single person there, except for the six people in the next generation. What is that? It's wild.
Where did she meet all her international friends, I wonder?
I was wondering that as well. Like, if she didn't go to university, where's she getting all these pals from?
Where did she meet her boyfriend? I mean...
I guess he was traveling.
I mean, fiancé.
He was on his little gap year.
His gap year.
Gimme, gimme, gimme an ad after this bit. Won't somebody listen to the ad break right now?
Gimme, gimme, gimme an ad for 3 minutes. Listen to the ad break and hear what they have to advertise.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always gonna have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sienna, shall we head down the aisle to our next segment?
Yeah, let's get married at the end of this.
Is anyone listening ordained?
Let's just make it happen. Let us walk down the aisle, as you said,
yes,
to Badges and Trages, where, of course, we give badges for bridal parties who are fun friends that love to see each other on the dock.
Uh-huh.
And trages for troopers who are not super.
Hey!
Hey!
That's great. That's really good.
Badges. My first badge is for gal pals being excited to see each other. That is women's rights. That is beautiful. I feel so seen. I love that. Female friendships are so important.
Badge for directed and written by women.
Oh! It all makes so much sense.
You can so tell. Yep.
Badge for money, money, money song. I love that. Oh. I love it. It starts with a zoom in on some of the villagers. Are you kidding me? It's fantastic. Fast zoom in. Come on. So fun.
Come on. Badge for dogs. There's dogs.
There are. Even I saw those. Badge for, and I'm sorry, it's going to be too hard to explain. Two badges, three badges, four. Meryl. Meryl is incredible in this role.
Oh my God.
She didn't have to do it so, she didn't have to do it so hard. She didn't have to do it so well, but she did. And we're all better for it.
Oh my God. A badge for letting women yell in happiness. Women are allowed to take up so much space in this movie, like vocally, physically, emotionally. They're just allowed to express. And that is so rare to see.
I so agree that women yelling is such a key component.
It's literally like, and it's also the opposite of men yelling in movies.
It really is. Badge for, I love this, the Chiquitita door moment when you have Tanya singing over and then the next shot is of Rosie who's like singing hers like she's having a lot of trouble and then it's because of course Tanya is standing on her back. That's so funny. I just think that's so clever and so fun.
So fun. I might watch this movie again tonight.
Like, I know.
It's the best.
I want to watch it again.
A badge for actually very few Americans in this film.
Really? Oh, yeah. Now that you mention it.
Yep.
Wait.
Part of the charm.
Who's American in it?
Meryl. So Donna, Sophie, and Tanya.
Oh my gosh.
And then pretty much every other major character is not American.
Can I be honest? This is obvious about Meryl. So this makes sense. But Tanya, what's her name again? The actress?
Christine Baranski.
Christine Baranski is one of the best Americans that we've got.
Yeah.
She really
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
She has the talent of a British person.
Yeah.
Theatrically.
I agree. Yeah. Totally.
But the charm
She's
and grit
wonderful.
Of an American.
Of a goddamn American.
She really is. She's one of the best we've got. Wow.
Yeah. That's why she's allowed to be in the Gilded Age. HBO Max.
Yeah, yeah.
Badge for all these colorful sheets. The bed sheets that are hung up with the laundry are so colorful, and I love the patterns on them so much.
Oh, lovely. Badge for Catholic guilt representation. Mm-hmm. I truly, you asked this, but I felt so seen. And I felt it was touching to have it be Meryl Streep who was experiencing it. And it was a moment where I was like, oh, is that what that is? It's so real.
A badge for all the little sounds everyone makes. I love that the director put in little reaction sounds for everyone that may have been ADR. I can't tell. But like, when they're going up into the loft of the goat house, for example, and Harry looks around and sees the room and he makes this little sound and he goes, oh. And there's stuff like that throughout where people are making a little displeased or confused or stressed noise that I relate to so much and I love.
A, I love that observation.
Thank
B,
you.
That's kind of like the details of it all, because I also remember noticing some similar things like that, like when they're singing, I think it's Money, Money, Money. Yeah, and the people working at the hotel keep singing back and forth to Meryl Streep. And then she just gives a little look to the weird fish.
Yes!
And it's just a moment of a
I
little
look. I
love
that look. Yeah.
And it's not that big, but you know, they just fill it with little moments like that, like little reactions. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
The reactions are a very, very fun part of it.
Mm.
Badge for Dancing Queen is peak feminism. We love a bunch of ladies being silly on a dock. There's nothing more we could ask for in the world. Thank you.
Nope. Thanks. Badge for the exchange. How old are you? I'm 20. That's the correct response for, like, regardless of context. That is always what you should say when somebody says, I'm 20.
Yep. Badge for the set design. Just generally all of Greece. And like, there's so
just
many
generally Greece.
So many beautiful little details. It's really quite stunning. It's really quite stunning.
Oh my God,
it's another thing about this movie where you're like, you didn't have to go that hard, and yet you did.
Yeah. A badge for Meryl knowing something is up with her daughter. In the scene, Voulez-vous, where they're all spinning around Sophie at her bachelorette party, and mm-hmm. she's really stressed out, but nobody really notices, except they keep cutting to Meryl, and she's got a concerned look on her face because mm-hmm. she can tell that something's up. That is so, again, it's like this was made by a woman. Because remember in Dogfight, she gets home and her mom doesn't even notice that she's got mascara stains on her face?
Yeah, that
this
mom
is like
sucked.
The complete opposite of that, where it's like, yeah, this is like two nurturing women who care for each other and like can tell when something is up.
It is very nurturing. This movie is one of the most nurturing movies in the world. And we have, you know what? We have room for that in society. And not only, we have need for it.
Yeah.
And we just don't want to admit it in our cinema.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a badge for Harry, just generally. I'm sorry.
Oh my God,
I love this
absolutely.
Character.
Yep.
This character is one of the best
wonderful
characters.
Man. Yep. That is, he is what men should be. Gay.
Gay.
Rich.
Nice. Not really wanting anything from you.
Has two dogs. Hooked up with a hottie.
Yeah.
And runs away. Won't let you, won't stick around to bother you.
Everything okay. A person could want.
Badge for Meryl's line at the wedding. I'm not entirely sure what's happening right now. I've always loved that line so much. I say that all the time.
Her lines in this, why is she so good? When she goes,
she's so human.
The thing about the toilet,
The thing about the toilet. She's amazing.
Just go away and come back. Badge for Sophie's bridal hair. I don't understand what happened there. It is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what the flowers were made of or how she fit them into her hair, but if I was her at that moment, I would have just, I don't know what I would have done, but I would have.
Yeah.
I'd be done. It's like, that's it. I achieved everything.
A badge for the aesthetic of this movie is exactly what I want my entire life to look like.
Yeah.
Every moment from it, like the bachelorette party, the wedding, her hair, their outfits, just every single part of
it. It's hard to describe how formative this film was for middle school girls at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
My final badge is for just generally the vibe of swimming. That water looks beautiful and everybody, there's a lot of swimming in the movie. They jump into water.
You can swim at any moment because everybody, you're always in a bathing suit. My final badge is a badge for these finale costumes when they're singing Waterloo.
Oh, yeah. You think the movie's over and then they say, no, we're going to hit you with 2 to 3 more beautiful numbers.
Incredible.
And in a way that's not boring. A way that's not like, it's too much.
It's huge for women's rights and also society for hetero presenting men to have fun in a silly outfit that's very loud. It's like for Pierce Brosnan, who played James Bond, to come out in like this bell-bottom jumpsuit. It actually very important for
that's
the progress
so true.
Of humanity.
It's like the women yelling, which is to say that it's stuff that happens all the time. It's just that we don't get to see and celebrate it in movies all that much.
Yeah. Yeah. Let men wear interesting, fun outfits.
Trages.
I don't have many.
My first trage is for, this isn't the worst thing ever, but the I'm tough, I'm tall, I'm tiny. It's just like, you're always like, this is from 2008. This, I don't know. Yeah. It feels just a little bit like, I don't know who greets each other that way. And maybe some people do, but they're not my friends.
Trage for heterosexual.
I love that we both wrote. I wrote my second trage is for hetero culture a little bit, and it's boring AF.
Like, it's actually statistically insane that no one in the movie is gay,
except for Colin.
Oh, Clark. I guess Harry is, but like, there's not a single lesbian there.
I know.
Are you kidding?
And you're like, Rosie, really?
Uh huh.
And then you're like, neither of her friends are like, and you're all that happy to see men. That's the thing, is that it's just kind of inconsistent with what's really happening. I know that those characters, and it's fine. It's not super problematic, but just like when all the men arrived to the party, I knew they'd be like, no, you don't have to be here. Especially because those men who arrived at the party were so straight. If they were a little bit more like fun and goofy, I don't know. It's fine.
It's hard.
My next judge is. Funny how I wrote this. My next trudge is you are a little minx. WTF. So he calls her, he goes, you are a little minx.
aren't you? I wouldn't want my sons around you or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, don't call a woman a little minx.
Yeah.
Certainly don't call a 20-year-old that you just met a little minx.
Yeah. A trag for them kissing on the mouth. When Sophie kisses her mom on the mouth, I always am like, that is inappropriate.
You don't need to kiss on the mouth.
You shouldn't
and I don't
be doing
think
that
you
on
do
the mouth.
That. I don't think a lot of people are doing that.
Don't do that.
My final trag is just, I always feel a little like, I love, it's not a trag for the movie because I love how they've reclaimed it and they did the perfect thing, but trag for the song, Does Your Mother Know? Is a very trag of a song IRL because it's just a classic. It's actually sung by a man and he's like, you're a sexy little teenage girl. Does your mom know that you're here? And you're like, nope.
Oh,
they made it way better.
They reclaimed that so hard.
So huge
Holy
badge
shit.
For making it 1,000 times better, but that song, the first time I heard it, I felt so betrayed.
Fuck, that sucks. This is why I only listen to ABBA in the context of a Mamma Mia soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Trag for Pierce Brosnan. What's he doing there? Come on.
Pierce, get it together.
And my final trag is a trag for, it is very extremely white as a movie.
Yeah. There's also a little thing about, it doesn't feel like this is too problematic because Meryl Streep somehow makes it not, but that might be the only reason where it's, and she like moved it. We know her whole story, but there's something about like, yeah, this white takeover, this American takeover of this town, this English-speaking takeover of this little Greek space.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
True.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they all seem to be friends, but...
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, Leona, we've badged, we've tragged.
Yes.
Shall we move on
to
our next
segment? Time to head into the reception.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Which is,
for
of course,
segment.
How to pretend that you have seen this film. This is for, you're at a wedding reception. You have, you want to dance with your friends, with the girlies, and a group of men crawl in from down below, crawl up a hill, up a rocky cliff, and they all
to
at
invade.
Once say to you, it's my stag do. And you go, that part is over. It's over. Stag do. It's over. It's over. This reminds me of the movie Mamma Mia, which I'm somehow making about me, even though it's a women, all girl power movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it about me and tell you special facts about it to make you feel like it's less your own.
And in order to send the men back into the sea, we're going to give you a few sentences you can say to pretend you've seen the film Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, hello, boys. I've seen Mamma Mia. Yes, of course. Oh, one of you has a boat? Good. Get on it.
Yes, I have seen the film Mamma Mia. You may remember it being a fun little ditty with ABBA music, but beyond that, it's a very authentic and wholesome piece about a mother and daughter relationship. It's really quite deep and beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, boys, I've seen Mamma Mia. And right now, I'd like to say to you what they say in the chorus of the song, Lay All Your Love on Me. Don't.
That's great. Yes, group of stag do boys, I have seen the film Mamma Mia. And though that on the surface, that film seems quite displaying of hetero culture, it's actually exploring deeper themes of where one fits into society. For example, Sophie is questioning whether or not she should be pushing back on the institution of marriage or if it's the thing that's right for her, questioning what partnership means. And in addition to all that, this movie very intentionally includes a bi panic scene to cause questioning in the hearts of viewers everywhere.
Across America.
to strike.
Queens were scared.
Questioning in the hearts of Americans everywhere. But it only works on Americans. That's what they won't tell you.
Yes, lads, I've seen Mamma Mia, and to placate you, I will tell you a little movie trivia about the film, which is that when the three potential dads are introducing them, they had Colin Firth introduce himself as Bright, Harry Bright, as a James Bond reference because Pierce Brosnan famously played
James Bond.
Fun. I didn't notice that. Fun. Very fun of them.
I think I literally watched the behind the scenes like featurette on the DVD of Mamma Mia as a child.
Okay, that's incredible. Well, and now that you have divorced these men.
Yes.
All of them at once, and they said, I wasn't even married to you. And you said, the divorce is final, please. Thank it's God. Also a restraining order. Then yep. You never have to see them again. Now that you've done that, let us move on into...
the after party?
Our single era. Oh, yeah. Into the after party.
Yes.
Where we will tell you if this is something that you should watch in Should You Watch This Or... Should you watch this or should you spend your time on something else? Liana?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Oh, watch Mamma Mia.
Yeah. And yep. I too will go and my answer is watch Mamma Mia.
And this has been Should You Watch This Or...
Never has it been so easy. Liana, what would you rate the film?
I will give the movie Mamma Mia 5 sequined jumpsuits out of 5. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sienna, how about you?
I will give this film 5 goat houses out of 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's perfect. It's incredibly watchable. It's more than watchable. It's must watchable. It's women's rights.
Yeah.
It's human rights. It's truly just a very nurturing and lovely film that is a whole lot of fun.
The best.
Very
the
worthwhile.
The absolute best.
And like, worth noting, it's a very productive, it's a very positive experience.
Yeah. It's worth noting that whenever, while we were going through the AFI list, whenever somebody asked us like, well, what's one movie you'd put on the AFI list? We would always say Mamma Mia.
And after seeing it again, I stand by it 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's a very special piece of cinema.
Yeah.
Great performers, giving it their all.
I'm literally going to go watch it again right now.
ABBA's the best music ever also, by the way. To be clear.
Oh, Mamma Mia. This has been Toss Popcorn's episode on Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Thank you everyone so much for listening. We are all over social media at Tossed Popcorn on Instagram, on TikTok. We have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/tossedpopcorn if you'd like deleted scenes, bonus content.
We also,
bonus
by
memes.
The way, we're also, by the way, on TeePublic, lest you forget. And I believe
lest you forget.
By the time this episode is coming out, that my birthday is sort of coming up and I'll start talking about it pretty soon. And you know, to celebrate my birthday, maybe, you know, get a little bit of our merch. We have some.
You want that Catholic guilt merchandise?
Yeah.
It's up there.
It's
available for purchase in many forms. And join us next week when we will be watching
Death at a Funeral. UK edition.
Thank you.
We love you.
Bye. Bye.
You can find us on Instagram as at Sienna Jekyll and at Liana Holston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
Chiquitita, you and I know that the heartaches come and they go.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA,
and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.